Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Eric Kwano very happy this morning. The lugubrious zenith of happiness. On will any baby. Hey,
Hello, good evening, dear. My name is Jaman Anifulako, and I'm on Culture Train. I'm the pilot, and I'm reaching you from Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And we're reaching you from Culture Town, which is Lagos. And I've been telling you, Lagos is the center of everything. Culture production, culture expression, anything about culture starts in Lagos. And Lagos is the center of it all. Forget anything you read about Joburg, about Cape Town, about Accra or anywhere. If it's not happening in Lagos, then it is not happening. So, this is Culture Train. We're taking off from Culture Town. And we're on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. You know, so much to unpack this week. You know, you will say that I'm a very boring person. You know, every time I tell you that the culture season in Lagos has opened. Yes, it has opened, as in O-P-E-N-E-D, opened. And so many things are happening. Well, you know, we recently, this last month, while we're doing the World International Women's Day, we had Lagos Theatre Festival, we had IREP International Film Festival, we had so many things are happening. And this month in April, we're setting on for Jazz, Lagos International Jazz Festival. I hope by next week I'll be able to bring my own brother, Ayola Shadare, here to talk about Lagos International Jazz Festival. That's the main thing that will be happening this month. But you know, in the spirit of celebrating our people, let me first of all say that I was pleasantly surprised a few days ago when I got to learn that my favorite high-life musician is still alive. His name is Mike Ejiagha, a philosopher. Lesley Nuku is a philosopher, but Mike Ejiagha is a gentle philosopher. I don't know what he says in his songs, but he's, for me, one of the best. I can listen to Mike Ejiagha from now till, okay, when they call me home. But Mike Ejiagha, 91, and we say that we thank him for the work that he's been able to do and for the product that he left for us, because it's not easy to have been there for over six decades and still kicking. He still produced music, after being told. And in remembering Mike Ejiagha, let me also remember Pak Chris Ajilo, who left us at 91. April 15, 16, I've been set up for his final send forth. And but on the 18th, the Lagos Cultural Circuit will be honoring him at the Freedom Park. We're going to be having Freedom Park hosting that. And you have quite a lot of his, not his contemporary, because I think he's the oldest, or he was the oldest of them all. Many great highlight musicians will also be showing up. The detail is being worked out, and the Freedom Park director of program, Rebi, will be here on some occasion to give vent to this. Same today, Maxi Ukono. You know, we talked about how Nigeria or Africa happened on the on the international scene. You've heard of Orlando Martins, you know, those actors who were practicing in those days. But there was someone who was in there. He happened on the show by accident, but he became one of the most important African personality in Hollywood of old, Maxi Ukono. I think today was his final funeral, right? We talk about these people because we always want to remember the work that they have done. As we've been told, the artist never dies, because even when he has transited, his works continue to live. So, having done that Iba, that ritual, let me now mention that in the culture season that we just stepped into, the facade, the exhibition of the latest work of Dr. Bruce Onabakpaya, which ought to be ending on April 10, has now been extended to June. got quite a lot of people have been trooping to the R21 at the Co Hotel to see that show. And the curator, Kenny Ekundayo, I just informed that the exhibition has now been extended. Last week, there was a major talk show, there was a major talk around his works, around the kind of materials and forms that he has engaged in the current exhibition. So Facade is still on at Echo Hotel, at R21, at Echo Hotel. Today, Jealousy Me. You know, a few weeks ago, I brought someone here, Abolore Shubayo. You know, I like to refer to him as the man who made Fela Without the Head, who created controversy a few years ago when Governor Ambode was still there. And they were doing the public monument. And he created that fella at the Allen roundabout in Ikeja, Lagos. And the fella did not have head. And people were saying, you should go and put head there. So, and we said, okay, go and manufacture the head, put it beside, but make sure that you put oil so that you turn it into a shrine. Because the artist says he wasn't doing fella, he was doing emancipation. But he opened an exhibition today at Jealousy Me. Jealousy Me in Yoruba, well, if I just do a direct translation, it means that let there be peace at home, which means that the place where you take your young people, children, away from the home, and you take them there to go and learn about craft. This is the kind of project that state government, local government ought to be doing, where you create centers for young people so that post-school, when they have finished from classes, they can go there and learn craft or learn art. But he has managed to establish one in Oshodi, in the center of Oshodi. Remember that a few weeks ago, he took his art to Abe Bridge in Oshodi. Abe Bridge is a place I would never dare to go to because I've been victims there when I was an active journalist, and I used to pass through that place to go to my home in Otaden. And I've been attacked on so many occasions there by those urchins. I call them urchins now, but pardon my language. But I've been attacked there. But this guy took his art to meet them under the bridge, and he's using the art to rescue, to perform some kind of operation with these young people, many of them who have been sent away from their family homes and co. And they're there in their hundreds, and he went there to go and teach them how to make, to engage their brain in a better way. So, if you have a chance, please go to Jealousy Me in Oshodi. I'll be able to give the address as we go along. But it's a beautiful place set up in the middle of Oshodi, that same day there in Oshodi. In Bariga, Crown Troop of Africa, they're marking their 25th anniversary. And today, they are presenting a play in the spirit of Easter that is called This Loyal Satan. You know, something like the Loyal Judas. You know, This Loyal Judas. But if you read it, the way they've written is This Loyal Judas. And it's a play that is going on now, even on Zoom, on YouTube, on Facebook. It's a play that teaches a lot of things about the absence of truth or the vanishing truth in our common community. And in the same Bariga area, Itakunto Shagbe, that's a play by the Footprints of David. They are also on, and they're making it to mark the birthday of Pastor Itua Igodalo. So, the details are always on their Facebook pages. I may be able to get you the addresses as we continue to go on this. I'm just saying that so many things are actually happening in our culture season this time around. But the reason I'm actually here is to say that some people are complaining that they cannot hear us very well. I hope they can hear now. Maybe some adjustment has to be done in the studio by Soji. Please, Soji, look into that. They said they cannot hear us very well. So, and these are people from the diaspora who are listening to us. I'll take a short break now, and when we're back, I'll be able to introduce my sister, someone who I have special interest in, and she knows why. Don't let me get mischievous there. But you can't ruin my mischief, but just wait for it. After this music break, when I will go and take some water, so we can adjust also the microphone. But I'll bring my sister, Pamela Udoka, the dance artist, choreographer, art administrator, clinical psychology. There's nothing Pamela does not do. And she also know why we are all in love with her. I'll be back. Thank you very much. It's on Culture Train. You're on board. And we'll be back here to bring Pamela to talk to us.
Mana emecha sizlo we nwe nuku odachi
ayo
ebe no na agbanya ba anu
ayo 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 ayo
akwebuba
I quit with a melon guinea.
Sister and my special interest, Pamela. You know I'm laughing now. Well, I will get to that. Don't worry. You are. Look, you have been abducted today. You agreed to talk to me. You are in trouble. You know, if you check your WhatsApp, how do I pronounce what I've done written there? You are supposed to have taught me this Igbo, Oye Ore Utaba by Mike Iziaga. Did I get it right?
Onye Gini.
No, I just sent it to you by WhatsApp if you can still read it. But if you can't, we
okay,
will
let me see.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to say that that's a song by my favorite island musician.
Onyori Utaba. Onyori Utaba.
Onyori Utaba. What does it mean?
Yes. Well, I don't know what Mike means, but literally, simply, yes, I've seen it. It means like a thief of somebody who steals tobacco.
Oh, okay. Oh, Utaba is in Taba.
Utaba is tobacco.
Okay, okay. Well, I know that Michael Jaga is a philosopher, so that
yes.
means something else. But
exactly. I mean,
that's not why we are here. But he's 91 this week, and I'm just doing this just to pay tribute to that man because I love his music. I have more than about 8 of his CDs that but I don't know what he says. He says nobody will teach me. And you know why? Pamela Udoka, thank you very much for being my guest. I'm happy that you are here. Let me read just a bit from your very long, because sometimes I try to understand why you have to do all these things that you are doing. But let me just read it so that people know who my guest is. Pamela Udoka, dance artist, student theater practitioner, arts administrator, and clinical psychologist. But you know, somebody got mischievous. A clinical psychologist actually means something therapist, but I'll get to that. You know, I'm mischievous. I'll get to that. Founder, artistic director of Children's Arts Development Initiative, CHAIN. Director, Technical and Production Services, National Troupe of Nigeria. National President's Architect, Nigeria. And Global Vice President, International Association of Theater for Children and Young Audiences, Architect International. Pamela, congratulations on your new appointment, because I know you just got elected, was it last week? This week. You got elected this week.
Yes.
Wow. So congratulations, my sister, for
nipping
that, because you are there for African. I mean, there are only very few of you on that global body, and you are representing Africa, and you represent us very well. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, but before we get into that, let me get into this first time. Let me play some mischief on you. Pamela, why?
Why what?
Why?
Oh my God, Jamal.
Okay, let me put it in another way. Let me put it in another way. Is it true
that
you were a terrorist in your days at the university?
Well, I didn't know about that, though. I thought I was just being a normal.
Look, my executive producer is a gentleman called Toya Rulogu.
Oh, my goodness. I'm on the spot.
So you cannot know why I said why. And is it true?
Oh.
You know,
no, I was...
God.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay. As a repented member of the Bad Boys gang, the Positive Bad Boys, PBB, of those days. And I'm sure you know many of us. Toya Rulogun, a character called Jamal Anekulapo. There's a Bola Johnson. There's a Femi Adebanjo. There's a Dazu. Yeah. Bad Boys, some of them. I was the only saint among them. There was a reason we're coming to the dance class. I'm sure you know why.
Honestly, I didn't know. I thought you were just being a student.
You didn't know?
And being my seniors. I didn't know.
So you didn't know?
I had no idea, honestly. I thought you were just being students, like I was being a student and I was just dancing.
Come on, dear. You think you were coming there to learn how to dance? What is that?
Honestly,
how can you underrate our intelligence?
Sorry. I apologize.
We're very angry. We can carry placard. This is all that we
sorry, I beg. Forgive my ignorance.
Let me ask again. Is it true that you are a terrorist?
Well, I didn't intend to be a terrorist. I'm just sharing that after I've left. I'm sorry. Whoever I terrorized, I'm sorry.
Okay. A terrorist in that town was a terrorist because you used to torturize us with your dance. Pamela was dance. Let me just put it that way. When Pamela was dancing, everything was dancing. When you talk about movement, and I hope my friend we were doing this because he was there, and Antimojibe and Tefa, our senior.
Oh,
when Pamela was dancing, dance was dancing. And we love you for that. And that's why some of us started writing poetry, which you never bothered to listen to. But it's okay.
Oh, my goodness. German and this is first. How about you writing poems and you don't deliver? You never gave them to me. I didn't know. It was out of your mind.
No, when that announcement went there, and just to go there, that's my brother. I will tell him, I'll carry placards to him one day. When my brother and the doctor took over, I had to stop writing poems. If I,
oh my God,
he said, Pamela is married to dance. So you can see that I'm not lying. Pamela,
oh my,
congrats. You know, it's good for you to have a passion and for you to be able to live it. And you live through dance. I'm saying this because many people may not know your pedigree. We know, because maybe you went to school together. And we saw you also perform. In fact, you know, the one that stayed mostly in my head was it 1988, Salt? Hello, Pamela. Hello, well, this is Culture Train, and my guest is Doka, dance artist, a major person in the arts. She's founder, artistic director of Children Art Development Initiative. We just lost her online, but we're trying to get her back. She's director of Technical and Production Services, National Troop of Nigeria. Is Pamela back? Hello? Oh, Nigeria Network. I think they don't like the gist I was spewing, and then they took us out. But I'm sure Pamela will join us soon. But last week, this week, she was elected the Global Vice President of International Association of Theatre for Children and Young Audiences, Associated. And that's the main reason why we're here. And I'll be taking her on in that second half, on that particular new post that she just got. But Pamela, it specializes in doing dance, theater for young people. And through that, we're talking of art as rescue. How can we use the art to reorientate our young people and make them to feel a bit more of our humanity? Because we've done quite a lot to really dislodge or to disorient our young people. And I'm sure that by the time she's back, we'll go straight into talking about our new position in ASUCHEG, and then we'll take it from there. Hello? Hello, Pamela.
I can hear you now.
Yeah, no, don't mind village people. They said I was toasting you too much, so they took us out. But we're back. They will not win. Somebody said it was adult Richard. I said, yeah, it is okay. Hold your mic, honorable. Off your mic. No, this is my Pamela I'm talking to, so and she knows why I'm talking like this. Well, Pamela, you know, I was reeling out all those information because I wanted to. I always like to set precedent, but to set the pedigree of my guests when I bring them, because people don't know why we do what we do. We bring people who are doing stuff. This is not a program for just for talking sake. We like to establish the pedigree to show that there are people who have been working, who have been giving, and they keep on giving, and we love the fact that they're giving. So we like to bring them here to say, I mean, to bring our audiences up to speed on what they're doing. And let me congratulate you on your appointment or election as the global vice president of Associate. We'll be talking about that now. Let me just quickly fill the next 3 minutes to ask you, how did you come to dance?
I think, first of all, I grew up in Cameroon. I've always loved that. I remember in primary school, you know, when you have this cultural dance, and then they always have the youngest child in front. You know, the adults or the older children will have uniform, and then I will not have. So they would, you know, just use maybe scarf to tie on my chest. If somebody gives me scarf, and I would tie on my waist. So I was always the youngest child in the cultural dance. And if we have a guest, I'm the one that they will give the gift to go and present to the guest for honor during the cultural day or something. Or if there's any visitor in the school, I will go and present. So I've always been dancing. When I got to UI, even in the secondary school, in Queen's College, I used to dance. We had this PE teacher, Mrs. Onyekwe, who introduced dance during one of the, PE sessions. She just got somebody to teach us that. And I happened to be the sports president. So I was just dancing. When I got into UI to study theater art, honestly, I didn't know if you study dance in university. I went to theater art because I think people like Kunle Bantefa, Barbara Sophie on TV, you know, on NTA, doing For Better, For Worse, school drama. I've seen all those school dramas like that. So I went into UI so that I can act and be on TV, you know. And then I remember one of my teachers, Mr. Bankole, our economics teacher, he used to call me drama in class. So if he comes to class and wants to teach, you know, in Queen's College, then we had like a locker room in the class. There's a room at the back. So if I go there to hide, and he will come and ask, grandmother, you know, they'll say, Pamela is not in class. He say, oh, fair, you know, he will say something like, don't want to learn today. So everybody will start laughing. He said, Pamela, come out. So Mr. Bankole used to call me drama, you know, and being in school then, everybody wants to do medicine, pharmacy, mass form. They used to call me drama. So when I started watching TV and seeing all these people acting, I said, okay, let me, and they were all from UI. So I said, let me go to UI and study theater art. And I went there and they were saying, dance is a course. You should not. I said, see food. I was just dancing. Honestly, that's it. So it's not like, it was a premeditated thing that, okay, I'm going to study. I was just asking, just followed from there.
Well, I mean, we thank God for what you have been able to do. But you know what I remember most, because I still have like 1 minute now. Salt. Was it Salt, 1988, have you?
1989. Oh, Salt. Yeah, World Decade for Cultural Development.
World Decade. Yes. I remember your contribution to that production.
Okay.
It was so glaring. You know, there are certain things you don't forget. Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's part of what I see in my life.
Yeah. Okay, after that, you then joined the National Troop of Nigeria. I remember that you were the pioneer director of the National Troop Children Workshop. I remember Bayo Dunaye, a teacher then, talking about the role that you wanted that children theater and what you were doing there. I mean, what was that experience like when you started? Okay. Because it wasn't really existing at that time. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let me take us back. Thank God you said Bayo Dunaye was our lecturer in UI. You know, when I did my dance production, my career production, I used to then, I remember one of our schoolmates, she said, I have to bring her junior siblings to be in my dance. And then I used to go to Uncle B's house, Yimo Feden, you know, to dance theater. I didn't know I would take it away from school, so I just did my performance. And if I needed a child to perform, to take any role, I would look for that child. Anyway, by the time Uncle B was Assistant Director of National for Nigeria, Arnold Udoka was also appointed Assistant Director of Dance. So, apparently, Uncle B was looking for me, like I had wanting me to run the Children's Theatre Workshop National. So, apparently, one of the meetings, he mentioned, you know, he thought I was from Delta State, he became my teacher. So, he was saying this Delta, Delta from Delta State, I mean, he couldn't remember my name immediately. He described me, talked, I danced, I danced. So, my husband, I said, ah, are you talking about the person? He said, yes, 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 that's her. So he now said, oh, that's my wife. I know it won't be your, I don't care if it's your grandmother. I want her here. You know?
Yeah.
So I came from Calabar to Lagos. Then they were all housed in Federal Palace Hotel. Uncle B brought my employment letter to me in room 522, Federal Palace Hotel. So in fact, I had no choice but to now go and apply for the job. So it shows you how serious it was that hospital. So and I applied. I was not interviewed, to follow all the processes, and I was not employed. And establishing that, let's call it Department of the National Group, was not good because, like you said, nothing like that. So all the recruiting of children, running rehearsals, doing workshops on Saturdays, and putting up productions were all under my on top of my table. So whatever I wanted to do was what the management accepted because I mean, there was no template to follow. You know, so I created that. And most of all my plays, both the one that was long listed for LNG 2007, were all products of that Children's Theatre Workshop National Program. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's all really very, very novel. And I'm happy that you see, because I know people who went through that experience who are now there. Big men and women in dance and with National Troupe, let me follow this trajectory. With National Troupe, you've then stayed on for so long, even when your husband Arnold Udoka, who is now a professor of dance, I think in Calabar, Oyo.
Yes.
Two of you were there. Calabar. So yes. Two dancers living in the same house. What was that? You know I'm jealous of that man, but what was that? I'm angry. He's not listening. I told him not to listen. How was the home life? Yeah.
It's helpful. We talk shop a lot. Like, of course, dance. We talk about the dance a lot, and we use it as a sounding board for some creative works. You know, there's no paper I write in this world that Arnold doesn't have an ink. There's no production I do or he does that, you know, we don't discuss. So it's very helpful. And what people do for leisure, we do for a living. So we are more serious about it than most people. Yeah. I think for us it's normal. I don't have lived any other way because we met doing a dance festival, a culture festival.
Okay.
So when you talked about salt, the relationship progressed from there, or in fact that was when it was concretized before whatever that follows there from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, somebody just reminded me now. Somebody who used to write a lot of reports on you, but is now a professor outside of Nigeria. He said, by the way, we're forgetting that she, that's Pamela, is an amazing cook. Who cooked for the troop and often hosted events at our island home? I never got invited to that. Why?
Oh my God. Oh,
I don't know,
Dr.
Itayo Ala.
Oh my God. He's remembering.
See, the good that women do live after them.
Oh my God. I think it was something event about bond, you know, that guild of Nigeria. You know, Arnold is the chairman, you know, of the guild.
Oh,
when there was an event they were hosting in Lagos. Yeah. He's still their chairman. So I mean it was just natural that I don't bring everybody to the house and cook and I didn't think it was a big deal though. I mean just feeding people. I enjoy cooking and feeding people. So when we had the opportunity of bringing them out,
so you can see someone remembers way back.
Oh my God.
I remember that I used to come to First Stack home in those days to come and eat and to look around. You know, I was also looking around.
I didn't know. You didn't know that man.
What do you mean?
Oh my God.
Okay, you know, my guest is Pamela Udoka, dance artist, choreographer, administrator, and a clinical psychologist, and someone who have just taken Nigeria's name to the global. And you know, I have the temptation to ask her to take a break, but I'll just go on because I'm enjoying this conversation so much. Pamela, you, the associate, I'm trying not to break my teeth now, but so let me see if I can try. International Association of Theatre for Children and Young Audiences, associate. You stayed committed to this body for a long time. Now you are the president for here. You are main coordinator for it in Nigeria. What is associate to Nigeria? And then we now move to your new post as the global vice president. I'm happy about that, global. This is also in the spirit of Nigeria stepping into the world. And I would like her to celebrate that. But what is associate to Nigeria?
Okay. First of all, associate is an acronym. You know, it's like, you know, when they say FIFA, you know, it's Federation de la Football, it's a French FIFA. So, yes. ACTEG is Association de la something, something, whatever, whatever. But in English, it means International Association of Theaters for Children and Young People. You know, one thing about us in Nigeria, or what I observed, is that we are very strong as individuals and individual organizations, you know, in our theater troupes, in our artistic strength as individuals. So now, ACTEG now says, bring all these people together. Let them bring them under one umbrella. And then let us train, learn, exchange ideas, and know about best practices in the world. So all of us are doing the same thing. Everybody, when we say theater for young audiences or theater for the youth and theater for children, we are all practicing the same thing. Or we are exporting what we have in Nigeria to the world, or the world is bringing to Nigeria. So that's what ACTEG is. So ACTEG is like a soup where you bring you are the meat, you bring your dry fish, you bring your crayfish, you bring your onions, everybody, wherever you are in Nigeria, you know, north, south, all the regions, everybody come to that pot, you know. So in that pot, this is now presented to the world, this is what Nigeria has. So it's not an individual outshining every other person or one theater group outshining others. No, we want everybody. ACTEG is an inclusive organization. So wherever you are in Nigeria and you are practicing theater for children and young people, or what we call children's theater, you are a children's theater practitioner, please, you are a member of ACTEG. So you are welcome. So it's not discriminatory. We don't say, oh, you are not part of us. No, everybody, it's a right to belong to ACTEG, because there's a lot of opportunities that is involved for everybody. Because inside ACTEG, we have other networks. We have the research network, which researchers and our lecturers can belong to. So they can actually write their papers and it's published. I have a publication already. But I presented a paper in Sweden about childhood in the Nigerian context, you know. And then also have what we call IAN, that's the Inclusive Arts Network, where we talk about those who, the able people, you know what I mean? You know, performers, you are physically challenged, but you are doing theater. You are a member of IAN already, you know. We have Young Dance Network. We have Right Local Play Global. We have networks that everybody can belong to. You're a young playwright. You don't have a troupe, but you can belong to ACTEG because you have opportunity of belonging to an association that can actually train you how to write locally and then have your plays performed globally. So that's what ACTEG is, really. That's what I said.
Okay. Oh, okay. So in other words, you know, because Nigeria has become a center for young theater projects, as you know. I mean, you have Gifted Stepper, you have the Shewa Obajo, they are even in production now. Footprints of DV. So many of them. So when they, as members, what are the, apart from the fact that they can get exposure through Asutech, what is the immediate, or what are the immediate gains for them? If you can summarize that into, well, I want to go to the global legacy.
No, the immediate gain is that global exposure. That's the major gain, global exposure. Yes, because when we have Asutech artistic gatherings, every year, because of lockdown, we didn't move last year and this year. Maybe before the end of the year, we'll move. We have artistic gatherings in various countries when they are doing their festivals. So Nigerians or members of Asutech have opportunity of attending these festivals and interacting with other theater organizations, you know, and exchange ideas. And we also have collaborations. You mentioned Footprints. Footprints has collaborated with organization from Germany. Asutech Nigeria also had a collaboration with another association from Germany. And we produced a play called OBCK that went on tour all over the world, as it is. So the major, because there's no point blinking in the dark. You are a star in Nigeria. We know you in Lagos, but they don't know you outside Nigeria. So it doesn't make sense. So that is the platform. It's an opportunity for you to be known globally and export your art. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good. Because as you said, part of the problem people have about us here is I do a lot of international things, and they always say Nigerians don't like to participate in global things. I say, well, because we're big. We're like the Americans, you know.
You know, another thing is sometimes it's ignorance that does not allow us to participate, and not knowing what to do. And then those in diaspora, those abroad, or those other countries, just believe that Nigeria is so big, you know, you don't know yourself. I tell them, yes, we are big. We are the giant of Africa, yes. But if I don't know somebody, an artist in any part of Nigeria, one phone call, maximum two, there will be somebody who knows that person, who has worked with that person. So if I'm asked about anybody and I don't know the person, I just say, please give me a minute either. I'll send a WhatsApp message or I'll send emails and I'll get the information I want about that person. You know, so we are big, but we are all connected in the arts. And that's what I want them to know, that you can reach anybody and anybody can do what you want them to do without you saying, oh, I can't use Nigerians because, you know, they are lost. No. We are all together. We're all together.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. This is Culture Train, and we're reaching you from Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And I'm reaching you from Culture Town. And my guest is a sister, is a friend, a long-time friend, if I can call her my schoolmate, even though I think only 1 year separated us or so. And she's been in this dance profession for almost 4 decades. She's been doing it. She looks young, but she's not that young. But she's very young in everything. I can say that. So, Pamela Udoka is my guest. And she's the president of Association of Theater for Children and Young Audiences in Nigeria. That's the national president in Nigeria. And now she just became global vice president of the International Association of Theater for Children and Young Audiences, Asutech International. I was present at the election where she was given that. And I remember the kind statement that was made by some of our people, some of the people from around the world who participated. Somebody even referred to you as the elephant, as an elephant in the organization because of the depth and the volume of your contribution. How they value your participation there, your contribution. And one of our sisters from Africa, I think Yvette or so, said that you are a big sister on the continent and that you brought glory to the continent. Now read to you something that will make you... My name is Teju Karim and a classmate.
Oh, my God.
Classmate of Pamela. And I would like to congratulate her for having the ability, long before now, to hold her stop, even among great modern theater practitioners. As Teju Karim. And you know, If Tejo Karim himself, a mighty guy in technical theater, is the same, you know what?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You are officially in trouble.
Oh my God.
And
he doesn't talk. Tejo Karim does not talk like that.
Well, and you know, he has grown beard now.
Hey God.
And he's under lockdown in London. He's not in the diaspora, so.
Oh my God.
You know, he was here, you carry him and be knocking wood. Now he's in the diaspora. So.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
Abio. So, Pamela Udoka.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for being my guest. Now, you were elected into that post. Global Vice President. I like the title, Global Vice President. GVP. International Association of Theatre for Children and Young Audiences. What does it mean for you? What does it mean for us? And what does it mean for ASTCH International?
For me, in fact, I'm just recovering from that shock of that vice president post.
Wow.
I'm just recovering from it. Because all I wanted to do was go for a second time in the EC. You know, and the person who referred to me as Elephant, Executive Committee of ASTCH.
Executive Committee, okay.
That's the think tank. So when they elect, the president, secretary, and then 13 other member countries. You know, so no matter the number of people who go for election, only 15 are in the Executive Committee worldwide, and they run the affairs of ASTCH International for 3 years. I was first elected in 2017 in Cape Town, and then we had to do 4 years because of lockdown. We did this election last year, but because of lockdown, the festival in Tokyo was postponed to 2021. But unfortunately, we still couldn't travel because Japan was still under lockdown and didn't want international visitors. That's why we now did the festival online. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
yes.
So my since the president, Mbeki Hadi, from South Africa, she's the one that referred to me as the elephant in her speech.
She was the one. Yes.
Okay, now, one of the reasons why she referred to me as elephant is because Nigeria was not in the ASTCH international map until I came into the picture. Okay? So, according to her, what I have done to bring ASTCH Nigeria, to use her words, the giant of Africa, into ASTCH map, to her, was a big deal. You know, that's why she said, you refer to me as the elephant. Okay, now, what that means for me is Nigeria is now recognized in the ASTCH, as one of the ASTCH countries, member countries. Now, moving forward, being elected as vice president, there are three of us, by the way. There are three vice presidents. So, electing an African as one of the vice presidents just for me means that what you have done in Nigeria, you have to replicate in other African countries. We have to make other African countries to be active in ASTCH, because that impression that ASTCH belongs to them or it's a European thing, it's an American. No, we want that demystified. ASTCH belongs to us. All of us practice the theater for children and young people. So we have to pull up African countries to benefit from ASTCH International. So that is it. That's what it means for me. That's what I intend to achieve. And it's a huge task, but it's achievable. Just letting other African countries know. Because running Nigeria Center is not easy. It's not like everything is smooth. But like somebody has to do it, and that person happens to be me for now. So other African countries, we have to look into why they are not active in ASTCH. We have individuals, you know, active, you know, participating in ASTCH activities, but we want the country to be involved. We want to hear ASTCH Kenya, ASTCH Ghana, ASTCH Egypt, ASTCH Tanzania, all African countries, as many as we can pull. You know, so people are waiting here in the global association.
Okay, but in a continent where we don't even talk to each other, because I know I practice here in Nigeria, and I have no connection to Benin Republic, not to even talk of Togo or Ghana or Tanzania and co. How are you going to achieve this? You are based there.
We are fortunate now with social media. So we're using social media to pull people together, using WhatsApp, to create WhatsApp groups, WhatsApp platforms where we can, it's like each one tell one, you are in this group, can you please connect somebody? And, you know, I want Nigerians and Africans to have this mentality that that we can share this thing, we can share, the goodies, the goodness of Asitej International. It is not something, it should not be like somebody carrying palm oil in the market, you know, that you got it and only you want to benefit, only you want to travel. No, I want to see that somebody that is having, selling wares that you want people to see. So open it up. And then Nigerians and Africans should know that they can benefit. Come to the market and buy. Come inside. Don't feel, oh, I'm not one of them. I can't be this. No, you can. That is the impression I want Nigerians to have. It is for us, Africans. It is for us. We can be what the other countries are. I mean, they started before us. They are years ahead of us. I remember in Berlin, the chairman of the board of trustees, Engineer Chike Madueke, he was on his way to London, but stopped over at Berlin to meet with the then executive committee and told them Nigeria is starting from ground zero. How can you help us? You know, I was moved because the first time I had Ground Zero was doing 911, you know, the bomb blast.
The American one,
So when he said you are starting from Ground Zero, how can you help us? So I now felt, okay, this South Africans has been in Asitej for years. They have solid structures. Nigeria, you can start from somewhere and build your structures slowly, you know, and have something solid. You can also, now I have an opportunity of helping other African countries build their structures. We can't get there in one day or 1 month or 1 year, but at least we'll start something. And that's what I believe I've done for Nigeria. And I also want to put it on record that the election was not handed over to me on a platter of gold, like, okay, Nigeria, come and take. No, it was thinly contested. Contested. So if you see the results, you'll be amazed. You know, when you see countries like Norway not being re-elected, we're all dead, or Norway was not re-elected, Spain was not elected, many big countries were not elected. And then you see South Africa that has been the map for years, South Africa was elected, and then you now see another African country being elected. And then Nigeria, so it was killing, so nobody gave anybody anything, oh, Nigeria, come and say, no, it was killing contested. And it was not compulsory, they voted for me. It was not compulsory, but they voted, and Nigeria is in. So I don't want them to say, oh, it's Pamela that is dead. No, it is Nigeria. I can't carry the load on my head alone. I brought it for Nigeria. That's what I said. I run Children's Art Development Initiative, my chain. Thank you. But I put that in the background. I said, let me be the mother hen. Go and bring this food for your children and let them eat. You know, I remember when the Cameroonian Chundi Zenyan came to Nigeria in 2012 on a fact-finding mission. He said he went to Alliance Francaise and they asked him, he said, I'm looking for Udoka. I said, no, there are two Udokas. You're looking for Arnold Udoka. You are talking about dance. You are looking for Pamela Udoka. You are talking about children's theater. I was shocked. Etundi ended up in Bariga with Shegu Adekita. Shegu Adekita sent two of his dancers to come bring Etundi to theater. I just had a baby then. This was about 8 years ago. And I went to National Theater. And Etundi said, Shegu told him that if he wants somebody that can call all the children's theater practitioners in Nigeria and they listen, then it's Pamela that he needs to talk to, you know. And incidentally, I had met Etundi in Poland, you know, the year before, okay, in 2011. So when Etundi told me that, and I knew that I had work to do because Nigerian did come back to Asitej International. So it is not a Pamela Udoka victory. It's a Nigerian children's theater practitioners victory. As a victory for all of Africa, and we have to make Africa to rise. That all those sleeping giants story, you know. When it comes to children and youth theater, we have to rise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Pamela. I'll just ask one more question so we can sign up, because you've answered the next question that I wanted to ask. So it is Nigeria that is there. So, yes. What will you tell the Nigerian authority about this post that you just gotten. How can we key into that, even at governmental level? And I'm asking this because you're also a director at the National Troop of Nigeria.
You see, one thing about Nigerian government that they used to need to really think about is how to promote their culture outside Nigeria. You know, we have other executive committee members that are sponsored by their government. The person who was secretary of the organization is sponsored by the Danish government, because there are a lot of international trips to be made for meetings and policies. So if I know that somebody like me, I have to use my personal funds. My husband has to support me. Sometimes I take loans from the National Bank of Nigeria. I'm saying this live on air. I take loans just to travel, because there is no grant that Access International gives anybody that this is what you use to run your country. No, there's no grant. The most Access can give you is one trip. You know, your 3-year tenure, they can just support you with a certain amount for your travel, for one trip. And you know that those figures is something we also have to talk about, because the figures they came up with are figures that just help them in the European, whatever. To them, it's a huge amount of money. But when I'm traveling, that money doesn't make any sense, because my flight ticket is much, much higher than what they can imagine. Imagine I have a meeting in Germany, somebody is coming from Sweden to attend the same meeting. I mean, the flight ticket can be compared to what I'm paying from Lagos. You understand? So,
yeah.
Government has to be in. I need support. I need government support. We have all these bilateral agreements they've signed with certain countries. Those countries need to say, okay, we support this person in this position. The person has to go and represent Nigeria. But I'm not going to represent my family. I'm going to represent Nigeria. And when people talk about, I've been missing for years, it's not the resilience that, I need to, I don't know, you know, that feeling that, Nigeria has to be this, I have to bring this for Nigeria. That's what has been driving me, you know. That's what has been pushing me. So, I remember, Gamale and also they calling my husband, say, Arnold, long suffering Arnold, always you're paying for Pamela to travel abroad, and Pamela using your housekeeping money, you know. So it's been there, but I wish it can change, because being in the EC now, being vice president, means that the travel will be more, because you have to be there. Well, I mean, after lockdown, of course, you have to be there to give your ideas and take some information back to your country and then spread them to Africa. So the government needs to key into this. And then the officials too also have to travel, because they have to know what's going on in the world. You can't sit down in Abuja or wherever you are and run policies that affect Nigerians. Go into those associations, travel when they're having festivals, attend meetings as observer, and know what's going on. So when you hear things, you can defend it. And when you make statements, you know that you're speaking, making global statements, not just one tiny cocoon and you think you're talking for the world. No, they have to be part of this. So any way a government can say, okay, we are sponsoring this person, we are supporting this person, that would be welcome. And then if we have, there's something called ANTS Festival, Access Nigeria Theatre Festival, where we have theatre associations from all over Nigeria coming together to have a theatre festival. We need support for that. The first edition in 2018, I brought the international president, Ibed Hadi, I brought the chairman of the ITI and the research network to Nigeria. You know, it's something that you can say, okay, somebody is sponsoring their ticket, somebody is sponsoring their foundation, but we did all that out of our own pocket just to put Nigeria in the map. Okay? Yeah. So we need government support. So if there's any way Spirit of Nigeria Radio can blow this off, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Okay, yeah. You can and be I sure know, that... That Spirit of Nigeria Radio will always be your supporter, because we broadcast to the diaspora and we have quite a lot of listeners there. So we'll be bringing you back on some other occasions to really make this appeal that somebody said is very passionate. I mean, they like the way you'll be putting it. Thank you very much, Pamela. I wish we had a better time. You'll be back, because we love what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pamela. Pamela Udoka has been my guest on the Culture Train on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, where we bring the diaspora up to speed. And I'm signing out now, even though I don't want to sign out, because I've not finished expressing my love. But she understands. Thank you very much, my audience. And We thank you very much for listening. It's been another episode. And next week, we'll be back with yet another interesting doer. We don't talk to talkers. We talk to doer of Spirit of Nigeria.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.